This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
G'day, Damien.
How's it going?
Not bad, Damo. What can we talk about, son?
I just want to talk about my current work circumstances at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I work for a company. I do lawn maintenance and landscaping. They're a company that contracts to my boss. They have found out that I've got a bad criminal history pass.
Oh, dear.
And,
Damo, let's go through it. You work for your boss and now he's contracting with another company. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay. Does your boss know about your criminal history?
Yes, he does.
Okay. So he gave you a start knowing about it, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So now you are in a position where he wants to do work for another organisation, is that correct?
Yes, well, he has been doing the work already, I jumped onto the jobs with him without
telling them that you had a criminal history, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. They then said they wanted me to do a criminal history check, which I done, which I knew wasn't going to come back very good. It come back, obviously. They said, look, you know, we can't have him on the job site or whatever. I wrote a letter into him trying to...
Let's examine. We'll leave the companies out of it.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
22?
Yeah.
Okay. What? Without any names or anything else, what were you in trouble for? What did you do?
There was a few charges. I recently...
Make sure you don't leave anything out, because if I find that you leave anything out, I'm not going to help you. If you tell me the truth, you're rough over getting some help, all right?
Oh, no, I'm all for the truth. Okay,
so when you got your job with the boss, your first boss, you told him the whole truth?
Yes, I did.
Did he know you before that?
Yes, he's been a family friend for a while now.
Okay, so he knows you. Okay, so, all right, he knew the truth because he's a family friend. So tell me what you did.
When I was living at my cousin's,
No, don't go into all the details of how it happened. Just tell me what you were charged with and what you were found guilty of, okay?
I got charged with grievous bodily harm.
And what did you do to deserve that charge?
I stabbed someone.
Where'd you stab them?
In the chest.
You're lucky you're not in jail for murder, son. All right, so...
Oh, 100%, yeah.
How old were you when you did this?
This was 2 years ago.
When you were 20. Were there any... were you drunk? Were you on drugs or...?
No. The person that come to my house, he was on drugs and drunk.
Okay. All right. But anyway, so you're charged with GBH with a weapon. You stab someone in the chest, which isn't good. So what happens to you then?
Well, I end up receiving an intensive corrections order.
Which means you've got to behave yourself.
Yes.
There must have... Was it district court or local court?
It started in local and then went to district court.
So the judge must have decided you were worth another chance, so he gave you an intention corrections order. He must have thought there was some hope for you. So what happened then?
After that, I was doing my intensive corrections order for 2 years, and then two months before I was due to finish it, this job opportunity came up, and I had to take it just because, money-wise and financial status and stuff.
So you took your job, yeah?
And I didn't go to my community service, and they ended up...
Why didn't you go to community service, Damien?
Because I was working.
You're not telling me porkies, are
you? No.
You're working. So how often did you have to go to community service?
I had to go there once a week.
So... What time of day did you have to go there?
Started at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And finished at 3:30.
Okay. Did you turn up and tell them you couldn't do it because you had a job?
Yes, I rang up and they said, look, if you don't come in, we're going to breach you.
Okay. All right. So you made a decision not to come in. They breached you. Yes. So what happened?
I ended up... It went on for about a week. I hadn't heard anything from them. I tried to call them. I didn't get any response. And then the police... rocked up at my door and said, we have a warrant for your arrest.
Okay, so what happened then?
I was shocked, but I kind of knew it was going to happen.
Well, you shouldn't have been shocked, son. You're on an intensive corrections order for stabbing someone in the chest, and you're supposed to go to a job and you don't turn up at the job. So I wouldn't be shocked. So what happened then? What, when you went before a judge, what happened then?
I went I didn't go see a judge. With the Tennessee Corrections Order, you don't get another court date. You go just straight in if you breach.
Okay, so how long did you get?
2 months and 13 days.
So you had to go in for 2 months and 13 days. Where did you serve that at?
I ended up serving most of it at Windsor.
At John Moroney?
Yes.
Okay. So when did you get out?
I got out on December 4th.
Okay. Have you been working since then?
Yes. As soon as I got out, I started working again.
Okay. Had you been in trouble prior to this grievous bodily harm?
Yes.
What had you done?
It was an affray.
Oh, God, strike me pink. What did you do there?
Person come up to me and wanted to bite me.
Okay. Mate, have you been in trouble this year since you got out?
No, and I don't plan to be.
Well, you know, everyone's entitled to a second chance. I don't mean a third, fourth and fifth chance.
Oh, no, I totally agree with that as well. But
For some reason, Damien, for some reason,
yeah,
I like you, okay? I don't know why, but you seem to be brutally honest.
Yes.
I don't think you're leaving anything out. I hope you're not.
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right. You're 22, all right? You've made some really dumb decisions. You've done some really dumb things.
Yes, agreed.
And you're lucky you're not only in jail for 2 months and 3 days.
Yes.
You stay there. Can I talk to your boss? Not now, but later.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'll talk to your boss. I'll find out a bit more about you. And if I can make representations to the other mob, I will. But if I'll tell you something. You might get 4 chances with the court. You let me down once, and I'll put this kid straight under you, right?
Oh, no, I won't let you down, Ray.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
All right, stay there. Okay, don't hang up. I must be getting old. But anyway, we'll talk to his boss, and he presents all right. I mean, one of the things I didn't want him to do was tell lies to me, and I don't think he has. Well, he couldn't have made it any worse, could he? A fray, stabbing a bloke in the chest. Not turning up for his intensive corrections order and then spending 2 months and 3 days there. But if he's been productive since the start of the year, and I know December to May is not a long time, but if he's turned up every day and he's working, well, maybe we can help him and resurrect him, so to speak. And if he's fair dinkum about behaving himself, well, he's only 22-year-old do dumb things. So in his case, really dumb things.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 colour multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.